Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody. We are live from Old Crow here in Wrigleyville. We just gave away our first pair of Cubs wild card tickets if it is at Wrigley, but that is not our only pair. We got two more to give away. Come out and register to win a pair of those tickets if the game is at Wrigley Field. It would be game one, which is this Tuesday. That's right. We are giving away Cubs playoff tickets to game one of the wild card series, courtesy of Budweiser. We are here until 6. We are filling in for Spiegel and Holmes, who switched shifts with us because they're headed to Vegas. We are doing drawings at 5:30 and 6. We just gave away one pair already. You must be present to win. It is all brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud is for you. We've been waiting to hear the latest on Cubs pitcher Cade Horton because we heard from Craig Counsell yesterday and Spiegel and Holmes that he was going to have to undergo an MRI. So now we've got this update. Josh Friedman from WGN News saying Craig Counsell said there were some, quote, areas of concern, end quote, in Cade Horton's MRI, but the rookie starter is a go and will start throwing again tomorrow. Those two statements contradict themselves to me. I don't know how you two feel about it, but
well, that means that he's hurt.
Some areas of concern doesn't sound great. That's the whole point of getting an MRI, is it not? And when the back is what they were looking at, your pitcher's back, who is on a pitch limit that's pretty defined because he's a rookie who hasn't been in a big league season like this, and now you're depending on him to potentially throw game one of the wild card, that's not exactly great.
I think it goes back to the answer that Craig Counsell gave Matt Spiegel, talking about if it was a playoff game, he would have stayed in the game.
Good call.
And because of that, they understand there's concern, but it's not obviously enough to shut him down.
Andy Martinez from Marquee also offers this. Craig Counsell said Cade Horton is on track still. Horton is optimistic he can pitch, but he'll throw tomorrow, and they will get more input from another physician.
Well, that's
before knowing for sure. So the more we read, the less confident it gets.
You know what it makes me think and feel, and this is just my opinion on what's going to happen here, that they're going to let him give it a try, take him as far as it can go, and then when the offseason comes, whether it's with the Cubs winning the World Series or not, Cade Horton is going to have some sort of procedure. Doesn't it smell like that? I'm not reporting anything.
What?
It smells like they're avoiding areas of concern.
In
they
your
need to see
back.
Another physician in your back, that they're avoiding having to do like drastic things right now, but it's a concern, and he's, quote, what was it, good to go? A full go? On the go?
Good to go. It was good to go. Good to go to throw, I guess, tomorrow.
No, just a go.
A go. Yeah, thank you.
There were no adjectives.
Right.
There were no adverbs.
Let's take a listen.
All right, let's listen to it to hear exactly how we feel about this as a crew.
Look, Cade is on track still. There's some areas of concern in the ribs, in the MRI. We're going to continue to get more information on it and see where that leads us, use time on our side. But right now, Cade is a go, and he's not going to, we're going to give him, we gave him today or yesterday and today off of throwing. He's going to start throwing again tomorrow. And we'll just going to continue to gather information on it. And as the days go on, we'll gather more information and see where we're at.
Okay. It sounds like to me, and we've all heard stories about athletes doing this, people doing this. You can cough so hard that you can hairline fracture a rib. That's a thing.
that's actually maybe the best case scenario because
Amen.
We were talking about a back a minute ago, and if it's just a rib, then that's just pain tolerance.
That's exactly what I thought, Marshall.
That word rib is a very important piece of this.
Oh, yeah. Like, so it could be pain tolerance, too, because that's what it always is. With the ribs, it's like, how much can you take? What can you do? How inhibiting is it for you to go out there? And I thought the exact same thing. I'm like, I take back the idea of he might need some sort of procedure when it's not the back and it's the ribs. But that's not to be taken lightly either for the right now. We know that'll heal, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that wasn't published.
Yeah.
That seemed like a key piece of it.
That's a hugely key piece of information.
So more from Craig Counsell in his own words on Cade Horton wanting to pitch.
The reason we want to get as much information as you can is you want to make sure it's safe for Cade to go out there and pitch. He's adamant he can go pitch. We just want to make sure we got all the information before he'd go out there. And obviously a big spot for everybody.
That is what due diligence sounds like. I love it. I feel so much better 2 minutes after we first came in talking about this than I did then.
Some areas of concern are still...
Yeah. No. But I know what the areas of concern are now.
Yeah.
It's the ribs. This is a pain tolerance issue.
You still need those to...
And you're going to bring in that second physician to take a look to make sure you can't further damage because you talked about procedures. Let's do things that don't require procedure.
Amen.
As in, let's not push it too hard that now you need something done.
Right. And this ain't football where you'd put like a flap jacket on or some extra padding. It's what can you take if that's what it is. Let's just stop using big words like MRI and back injury and things like that scare people. So we'll see, man. And like he wants to go, and he's been pretty level-headed about everything this year in terms of the way that, like, he doesn't seem to push back much. It sounds like he's pretty honest about stuff as well, which is refreshing. So if he's got that desire and that want to do it and he thinks he can do it, then that's a great sign right there. Because guess what? Young pitchers don't want to screw themselves for the rest of their career, no matter how important the playoffs are.
No, I mean, keep in mind, Justin Steele elected to have surgery.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the Cubs do give their players autonomy to be able to make decisions that are the best for them, because typically I think if you do, you're usually helping the team the most in doing that.
Marshall's giving a look.
I know one player gets a lot of autonomy in making his decisions.
Kyle Tucker.
You do too.
But he's not the only one either.
No, you're right. He's definitely not the one.
Agents get involved, parents get involved, like in all this stuff. Like, you forget how young they are too in that regard.
So we are live from Old Crow. This is Raheemy Harris and Mark Grody on The Score, getting the latest information about what's going on with Cade Horton. So minutes ago, we heard Craig Counsell speak to the gathered media ahead of this game against the Mets tonight at Wrigley, which you can hear right here on The Score. But better news than perhaps what we read it as when it comes to Horton's availability. Now, as to whether or not he actually has a defined day where they expect him to pitch, that's, I think, the next step in all of this. Not just throwing.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought we were going to hear from him on when he might throw.
Well, let's listen to it then, because we have that information as well.
Can he throw now?
He's throwing tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. There's some, that's why we did an MRI. He's experiencing some symptoms. The area of concern is the same place he was feeling the symptoms. Yeah, I mean, there's stuff to monitor, and we've got to cross some things still. But the fact that he's going out to throw tomorrow, he's optimistic he can pitch. Those are very good signs. I have levels of concern about everything.
Okay, so he started with what I thought was snarky, Craig, in his response. He's throwing tomorrow.
Yeah, right. It's always got to have a little snark.
Yeah, and then at the end, he tries to bring a little levity to it, which I can appreciate in his situation. But a city, a fan base, on pins and needles now, waiting for the next report of what happened when he threw. That's the wheels turning for everyone following the Cubs and hoping for big things in the playoffs and understanding if you don't have Cade Horton, that's tough. I think we're all feeling it right now in this moment as you kind of absorb the news.
Right. Well, I mean, again, it's very possible that he goes out there and it's a matter of what, and, you know, hopefully he'll get some sort of painkiller on him, and we don't know the specifics yet, but I still feel good that he'll at least give it a go. But it's nice to know that there is depth in the starting staff.
I think basically they just ruled out something really bad.
Yeah.
That's essentially what we've heard.
Yeah.
Is he necessarily in a better place than we knew him to be prior to this? No. He's just not in a worse one.
Right.
That's what I gather from all of this.
And you just don't want it to... We want to see wins in this playoff series because you know what? That didn't happen in 2020. That didn't happen in 2018. So you want to see wins in this play in these playoffs, not just getting there. You want to see some damage done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.